Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something that feels super relevant in our always-on world. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly running on fumes, trying to juggle a million things at once? Like there's just not enough time or energy in the day. You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and it feels more like a demand than a notification? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We have the power to reclaim our time and energy by setting boundaries, those invisible lines that define what we accept and what we don't. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your mental and emotional armor, protecting you from burnout and allowing you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a hermit who lives off the grid. It's not about saying no to everything or isolating yourself. It's about being intentional with your time, energy, and attention. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways for building those healthy boundaries that will level up your life. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. First things first, figure out what truly matters to you. What are the values, goals, and activities that bring you joy and fulfillment? These are your non-negotiables, the things you absolutely won't compromise on. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a passion project, or simply having quiet time for reflection. 2. Learn to say no and mean it. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's essential. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you a protector of your own well-being. Start small, practice saying no to less important requests, and gradually work your way up to bigger commitments. Remember, your time is valuable and you have the right to spend it on things that align with your priorities. 3. Set clear expectations. When you do say yes to something, be clear about what you're willing to commit to. Define your limits in terms of time, energy, and resources. Don't be afraid to communicate your boundaries upfront so there are no misunderstandings down the road. 4. Protect your digital space. Our phones are designed to be addictive, constantly vying for our attention with notifications, updates, and endless scrolling. But you can take control of your digital environment. Turn off non-essential notifications, schedule designated phone free time each day, and curate your social media feeds to promote positivity and inspiration rather than comparison and stress. 5. Practice self-care. Building healthy boundaries is about prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, exercise, meditate, spend time in nature, pursue hobbies, connect with loved ones. When you're feeling good, you're better equipped to set and maintain those boundaries. Think about that friend who always seems super calm and collected, even when things are hectic. They've probably mastered the art of setting healthy boundaries. They know their limits, they communicate clearly, and they prioritize self-care. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you have a work project with a tight deadline. You're feeling overwhelmed, and your coworker keeps asking for your help with unrelated tasks. You could feel pressured to say yes out of obligation or fear of looking uncooperative. But instead, remember those boundaries we talked about. You could politely explain that you're focused on finishing the project and offer to help with the task after the deadline has passed. Or maybe suggest a quick brainstorming session during your lunch break so they can get their ideas organized. You're not saying no, you're simply prioritizing what's most important and communicating it clearly. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about being strategic. It's about creating space for the things that truly matter in your life. By doing so, you protect your time, energy, and mental well-being, allowing you to live a more fulfilling and balanced life. So, are you ready to take control of your time and energy? Start by identifying one boundary you want to set today. Maybe it's limiting social media time, saying no to an extra commitment, or scheduling some dedicated self-care time. Share your boundary goals in the comments below. I'm here to cheer you on. And don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another episode of Dopamine Hacker, where we'll continue exploring strategies to reclaim your brain and live a more intentional life. Until then, keep hacking those dopamine loops.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.